You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Lock on Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast. Paul Holden, your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast, here with you all for another exciting episode of Locked On Rockies. Proudly part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join Walking Baseball Encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews, routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts, and insightful analysis of the day's biggest stories. Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, like this one, the Locked On Rockies podcast. Today's episode is a continuation of our conversation with Locked On Padres' Javier Reyes. We're going to answer some questions about that Javier has about the Rockies, and we're going to dive into some moves that we think we'd make if we were running our teams and where we think the NL West will end up. So, lots more great conversations here with Javier, so let's get back to it right now.
If the pieces start clicking like they on paper do, and as the flashes have shown, the Padres are a dangerous team, and they are one to watch. The NL West, at least those top three teams, it's going to be a slugfest all year long. Maybe with injuries, the Dodgers may not be poised to win the division this year. I'm not going to get too ahead of that because it's the Dodgers, and we know how deep and how good they are, especially as the year goes on, and they're a team that succeeds in the post All-Star game the chunk of the season, I'll say. But I mean, do you got anything that you're curious about the Rockies that I might be able to help you out with?
Of course, man. I mean, it feels like we're kind of repeating what we talked about last time a little bit, but I want to ask you, you know, you had that crazy Trevor Story mini scare about a month ago, which was so fun. I thought of you immediately. I thought of everybody that I know that's the previous host of the podcast, also Ryan Latica. Like, I thought of everybody like, uh-oh, it's here. It's like that office gift that everybody uses all of. Everybody stay calm. He gets pulled from the game, and it turns out it was just some precautionary thing. It was like, oh, man. Like, I'm wondering, are you, like, hoping really badly? Like, are you in this situation where you're like, give me something? Because right now, if you just look at some, you know, the very basic stats for the Rockies, you know, obviously not a good team. I don't think anybody expected them to be a good team this year. And just in terms of their stats, only thing they're good at is batting average. On base 19th, runs 15th, home runs 29th, slugging 16th. And then the bad stuff is the pitching. ERA 25th in the league, batting average against 29th, and whip 30th in the league. So it's like not been great over there in the Rocky Road mountains, I guess. And with Trevor's story, that feels like, not to be too mean about it, like the only main storyline about this team, and maybe Herman Marquez, maybe even a Garrett Hampson or whatever, but just what or how much can they sell, especially after Bridrich resigned, I guess, you know, what was the feeling about that after that kind of a precarious, wild scenario for a little bit on the niche annals of baseball Twitter getting really excited.
It's just those things. And it's crazy that baseball's that it's like, oh, they just took that guy out and he literally just got traded. He's gone. He's packing his bags. And like, it always is so weird to me that it can work like that in baseball. And it was harder there, but honestly, every day I have just kind of embraced that this could be the day, but we've heard that it's not. We've heard that there's actually no real plans to move him until after the All-Star game, until closer to the deadline. And I used to be wary of that, and I used to think that was a bad idea until this injury popped up. Actually, I was after doing some research and talking to some people there on Rocky's Twitter, we got to make sure Trevor Story is healthy again. This is a serious injury that if it acts up and it can be bad, the shoulder inflammation or the elbow inflammation, that's bad news. And that's bad news for Trevor Story, the player who we all want to succeed because he's a great player and would be a great asset to any team. And it's dangerous for the Rockies because a shortstop that needs Tommy John, that's going to completely impact his value. And especially I feel bad for him too, going into contract year. I'm hoping Trevor Story, wherever he signs next year, he's able to get paid at the rate that I think he deserves to, because I think he's a top caliber caliber player who deserves that. But you know, I am, as a Rockies fan, as much as I don't want anyone to go, I just want the Rockies to embrace change and did and go into this rebuild. I don't know necessarily. There's a lot of eyes on Trevor Story now, and we have to see how he performs after this return from the 10-day IL. He stayed two extra days. He was originally scheduled to or mentioned to come back on Tuesday, but he didn't play until last night's game against Miami. There was no setbacks, no nothing. They just decided to give him the extra 2 days. Mm-hmm. So every day you wonder, but I'm ready for it. As much as I'm not excited, I don't want it to happen. I'm not that, but I guess there's still some hope in the front office that they'll re-sign Trevor Story. That's just not going to happen unless you're ready to throw the book at him. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Rockies move on from some pitchers as well. I mean, Herman, I think, started off shaky this year, but has demonstrated lately that he could be a really solid piece to some mm-hmm. Some competitive teams. It would be really hard to see a player like Herman go, because that's the one thing. The pitching numbers are bad, but I wonder how much of that is due to the atrocious bullpen. Starting mm-hmm. pitching for the Rockies has been mostly good. It's been a mostly bright spot. Not all the time, but from the players that you expect to be pretty good, it's right. had some success. Your Herman and Antonio Senzatella, the back half of the road. And Austin Gomber lately, actually. He has been his last five or six starts have been really, really good. And helped keep the Rockies competitive. But to be honest, if I was up there, I would see what value every player on your roster has and see what you can do with that. Maybe sweeten a deal with a team with a Trevor Story. Maybe you're sending them a Story and a John Gray to just bring in a little bit more and entice some people. But John Gray just got hurt, so he's on the IL right now too. So that and he's in a contract year. So I don't want the Trevor Story. I want it as a person who thinks that's where the Rockies want to go. But I'm always excited for another day of Trevor Story in purple. While I got you here, I want to talk more about sports trade. No, I've been talking a lot about it, but if you haven't heard about it, it's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. It's no wonder this company is blowing up. The site, it is really amazing, and I can't believe it's taken this long for the stock market and fantasy sports to come together in the way that sports trade is making happen. Their platform allows you to buy and sell shares in your favorite players just like real stocks. It's a fair and a super exciting way to cash in on your knowledge of sports, and baseball just got added to the platform, so you know you got to check it out. Making money with sports trade is simple. Player values, they rise and fall based on two factors. One, their performance in each game compared to their projected fantasy points in that game. The more points scored, the higher the player value goes. Two, it's all about good old supply and demand. The more shares that are purchased in a player, the higher their value goes. And you can instantly buy and sell as many shares and as many players as you like, just like the stock market. Then watch your players battle and your portfolio value rise. Simply go to sportstrade.com, watch the How It Works video, and then sign up to get started. You definitely want to watch that video so you can get the full understanding. Super simple, super easy. But check out that How It Works video at sportstrade.com. Sign up at sportstrade.com and discover the fun, exciting, and profitable new world of sports trading. This is truly the evolution of fantasy sports. I really think you'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in on all the action at sportstrade.com. Also, hey, make sure that you are taking care of your money. And you know who can help you with that? Wealthfront can. Stonks, memes, rocket ships, day trading. It can be a lot of fun, but if you want to grow your long-term wealth and make it to the moon, you should open up a Wealthfront investment account today. Investing, it can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized for you in just minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. Go over there to Wealthfront.com. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnMLB. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnMLB. That's Wealthfront.com/LockedOnMLB to start growing your savings. Go to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnMLB to get started today.
It's a tough situation, right? It's kind of, you don't want this to go to make an NBA analogy because I'm obnoxious with my cross references. Like, you don't want this to go the way of, there was a time period when Rajon Rondo was like the most prized guy in the league. The Celtics are literally rebuilt. This is the year when they get rid of Garnett, Pierce. They're clearly a rebuilding team. And then he gets hurt right before they were going to trade him, which devalues him tremendously. The game starts changing. He's out for like a whole season. And then by the time he comes back, it's a little off. So they could have really, really sold high. And then it was too late. They didn't quite pull the trigger just in time to get what would have been like multiple first round picks and all that stuff. And with Trevor Story, you hope that that's not the same situation where you wait too long or whatever. And then he gets hurt and have this thing. And teams are like, oh, I don't know, man. Because not to mention, he would be, if you traded for him this year, just a rental for now, unless you're a big budget team that would do the, you know, wink, wink thing and maybe say, hey, we'll give you a long-term extension. But even still, that's really, really concerning for the Rockies and their future, because that's kind of their one of their only bargaining chips. But you also mentioned Marquez, who would be awesome. I brought him up on my podcast a month or so ago as being the guy that heading into the season, I think most people knew this is a trade target, but then people soured on him so quickly. It just shows you how fickle baseball fans can be sometimes, because he had an atrocious start to the season. Really, really bad. He was getting absolutely bombarded. And what was scary is I don't even think some of those starts were in Coors. You couldn't even use the Coors excuse. So that was very scary, but he's calmed down. And ever since then, I'm still one. I really think you could get that guy for, everyone's talking about Scherzer. And my thing is I like, okay, breaking news, Max Scherzer is great, but that I feel like the Nationals will really try and, you know, squeeze everything out of you. With the Rockies, it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe you can finesse your way into getting Herman Marquez, who we haven't really seen what it would look like if that guy didn't make half his starts at Coors Field. He might be a all-star caliber starting pitcher that's just been unfortunately stuck with the Coors Field background, not having a lot of good defensive players behind him. I mean, everyone's talked about Charlie Blackmon, but yeah, we still got to talk about Charlie Blackmon, not a very good defensive player. So I'd love to see where Herman Marquez goes. There's a lot of guys, free Marquez and free Story might get trending at some point during the deadline. We'll have to see. And then you have other guys like, what's his face? Ryan McMahon, who started off the season on fire, hitting home runs every day. I think he had like 7 or 8 homers before Story even had his first, which, like, if you have that on your bingo card, congratulations. but otherwise, are there any other players maybe for this series that the Padres should look out for? Are there any underrated players that the Rockies might have? Maybe guys out of the bullpen. I know you mentioned they've been struggling, but any guys that you're kind of, there's any ray of hope, I guess, for the Rockies?
Well, I think one thing to watch, and I'm trying to calculate it because he's pitching today. I don't believe the Padres saw Kyle Freeland the last time that they were in Colorado, because he was still hurt at the time. So this would be a moment for Kyle to come back against the division. He's not been the sharpest since coming back, but only 2 starts since coming off the IL. You know, you're not, and a limited spring training as well, because the injury happened in spring training. So you got to take a little bit of things with a grain of salt to let him get a little bit more going. So if he's on the bump, that would be interesting to see how Kyle is able to handle a divisional opponent. But I don't think there's anyone necessarily setting the world on fire in the Rockies organization. We've had the fun stuff with Connor Joe, but he's not getting any starts. With CJ Cron back in the lineup, he was having a good approach at the dish. And Matt Adams, he's on the IL again, hasn't done anything this year. I don't think there's anybody on the Rockies other than maybe like a Jonathan Daza or something like that. The Rockies offense is just, it's so hot and cold. So it's a series of course. So we'll see if it comes alive, but this is a team that also just got beat on the road by Miami and lost 11-4 yesterday. And if the Rockies have to send Chichi Gonzalez and Julius Chacin up there again in a bullpen game against the Padres, there's a good chance it gets real ugly real fast. The bright spots, though, McMahon is still, I think, the piece that's something you got to watch. He's still the big name. And obviously, Trevor Story, if he's in the lineup and playing, you got to be ready for that. That's a great 1-2 up the middle. Again, the 1-2, that's obviously not the right numbers, but, you know, shortstop, second base combo. So that's about it. And, you know, Tapia's had some good looks lately.
Oh, right.
Too. Yeah.
I love Tapia.
Yeah. I love Raimel Tapia too. He's had some great flashes this year. And I think just when you look at his numbers on a normal team, he would be your fourth outfielder, kind of come in and do some stuff. But yeah, the Rockies, if Raimel is locked in at the plate, though, you'll see him pick up some good hits, opposite field hits. He's really gotten back to his successful approach at the plate, because the last time the Rockies were on the road, he really looked lost on pitchers that were hitting him with outside sliders and things that were breaking away and down from him, that he was swinging. He really took a good discipline at the beginning of the year, but last time on the road, he really was swinging at
just about everything, it looked like. But he's reeled it back in and had some good success here in Miami. And we'll see what happens in Cincinnati this weekend, because there's a chance for the offense to spark there. I mean, that's a hitter-friendly ballpark there. And if they can – I think the Reds and the Rockies are kind of in similar situations in a lot of the ways, but the Reds are a lot more of an offensive team. So if the Rockies can get some offensive momentum, we'll see how that carries into the Coors Field series, and we'll see what that means for players like Tapia and McMahon. But yeah, I wouldn't say there's no one on the Machado or level or the Tatis level. I mean, because that's the other big storyline, I think, too, for this Rockies Padres series. Tatis is going to be in the lineup the whole series, this whole time, most likely, unless he has a rest day. Because last time these teams matched up, he didn't get to hit at Coors Field all that much because of the COVID scare.
No, he did not. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. We might get some fireworks considering this is at Coors. I feel like Coors is always a team that everyone always tunes in, because you just never know if you get that 13-8 slugfest, even if it's against your and not in favor of your team, right? So we'll see how that kind of pans out. And I agree with Tapia. Yeah, he's like one of my favorite flawed players in the league. Where like he's not an all-star, and yeah, I know he's hitting 280 right now, which is nice, but not high on base, and you just analyze it and what have you. So like, but he's I take away from it, because I remember last year, it was the series that they played. I think it was August against the Rockies. I remember I was I'm nostalgic, because that's when the Padres were really on fire. And I was at my friend's beach house just hanging out. And then I also have the Padres game on my phone. And I remember watching Tapia. It's kind of the first time I really saw him playing. And I was like, at least that guy like looks like he really gives a damn. Like he's like really trying. He's upset when he doesn't make a play, or that, you know, something goes over his head or whatever. Like he's either just wants to win, or he's like, I need to do well. That way I get out of here, get the hell out of Dodge. But he's very, very fun. And that you don't see a lot of that, especially on any team, not just the Rockies, but teams that don't look like their future prospects are going to be in the winning department. But I love Tapia, one of my favorite flawed guys in the league. And definitely if there's any guy that would do well against the Padres, I wouldn't mind if Tapia gets a couple hits here and there. I'm a fan of his. I think he's really fun.
Yeah, the other player I forgot to mention, too, because you said prospects, Brendan Rodgers, the Rockies' big-name prospect, is finally getting consistent playing time. And not as consistent as you want. I don't know what the Rockies are doing. Brendan Rodgers needs to be in the lineup almost every day. I don't know why he's not playing 6 out of 7 days a week. He's pitched hit twice in this past week, and he's hit 2 home runs in these pinch hit appearances. He's a top prospect. He's been a big name for so long, and health's been the big issue. So if he's playing, that's another name to watch out for, because that's another person the Rockies are hoping for some success with. But I feel you on the Tapia stuff. He's great. He's definitely trying hard. And I mean, he wanted to win a batting title at the beginning of the year. I mean, he's set his sights on that. I don't know if he'll quite reach that, but
real quick here though, want to talk to you about the best tasting protein bar ever, and I'm talking about Built Bar, and it's 9 delicious flavors. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, I tell you, they are passionate about their favorites, like mine, the peanut butter brownie. If you don't know all the other flavors, well, you're missing out. Coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, I should say, salted caramel. There is something for everyone. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. So order today, get the raspberry or that salted caramel, whatever you like. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for your 15% off your first order at BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off. BuiltBar.com. Make sure that you are making money during the playoffs of your favorite teams or throughout the baseball season at Bet Online. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season, it's in full swing, and you can track the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and information for your sporting needs, including the Major League Baseball, the NBA, NHL, and all your Fight Night UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Make sure you definitely use that promo code LOCKEDON as well when you're looking for those promotions. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as the teams are in the thick of their playoff runs there in the NHL and NBA. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget the promo code LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Rockies Padres going on here Monday through Wednesday. We're recording this a little early, so we're ahead of lineup cards and all that stuff, so we're not going to worry too much about that. But Javier, where should people go to make sure they stay up to date with all things you and all things Padres?
Check me out on Twitter. Yes, follow the Twitter page for the show, which is at @LO_Padres. Great memes, great content on there, of course. Paul knows, he knows. You can just ask him yourself. Great stuff on there. Or my personal account, which is at Javipeno, and that's JAVIIPENO. And also go check out Just Baseball, a site that I'm going to be contributing to and being a staff person for that's starting up. My buddy Aram Layton over at Locked On Marlins is starting it at JBB Media, I think is the Twitter handle, but just type in Just Baseball. You'll probably find it on Twitter. The site isn't launching just yet, but June 22nd, lots of cool stuff coming out. I promise you, you're not going to want to miss that, guys.
Yeah. So real quick, what is it? Just another good site for baseball coverage, just a new project for you.
Yeah, another stuff. Yeah, Aram is the one who's leading it, and there's going to be all sorts of stuff. There's a TikTok that's running right now. They got a lot of followers on there, a lot of backing, a lot of cool guests that will be on. I don't know, actually. I haven't talked to him in a little bit. I don't know everything I can say, but just know lots of great baseball content coming in, very talented staff. They brought me on for whatever reason because they're dumb and they didn't want to be too overpowered as a staff. So they're like, all right, let's bring in some guy who's not very good, but no, we're going to be doing that. There's streaming stuff potentially. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it's a lot bigger than I first thought it was going to be when Aram reached out to me like a year or so ago. Yeah. It's been in the works for a year.
Nice.
So really crazy stuff. Definitely look forward to that. It's going to have all the stuff that you want for every team. Basically, and all the and trying to make baseball fun too, I think is really important. Not just a statistical mumbo jumbo algebra class, I think is what we're aiming for. So yeah, look forward to that. June 22nd, let's go.
Yeah, very important to baseball is fun, as boring as it can be on the surface in the analytics. There's a lot of fun to be had, and there's no point. I that's why they brought you in, Javier, is because you bring the fun. If you're looking for the, like I said, the best Locked On Network memes come from the Locked On Padres account there. So you got to make sure you're following them. Locked LO Rockies for you Padres fans. If you want to stay up to date there with the Rockies. And I'm at Paul Holden 33. But Javier, thank you so much for your time. And I'm sure we'll cross paths again here as the Rockies continue to slog through the 2021 season and the Padres make the effort towards the top of the division and into the postseason.
Absolutely, man. Always a blast hopping on.
All right. Thanks, Javier, once again for your time and for giving us more great insight into the Padres. No better way to learn more about our division rivals than talking to the other great Locked On hosts there. If you want to find out more about your favorite team or another team in the Locked On Podcast Network, just search Locked On and their team name and you can find something there. But Padres, Rockies, always a fun time for San Diego right now, I will say. But anyway, we have a really cool episode coming up tomorrow, and it is all about the farm system of the Rockies. It'll be a full dive in with Rock's Farm Report on Twitter. William, the man behind that there, he also contributes for Rock's Pile. So we're going to dive into the Rockies farm system in tomorrow's episode. So not as much coverage about the day-to-day games, but a little bit more insight into what we have seen from the other aspects of the Rockies. So I hope you will enjoy. Before we get on out of here, I got to make sure that you all are checking out the Locked On Today podcast. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. That is going to do it for this episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you all so much for listening. Until the next time, I don't want to lose your loves, Rockies fans. This is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.